Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for Three Small Business Insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by Three.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have Three. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. Three is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. Three. No nonsense, just common sense.
Fixed annuities, including multi-year guaranteed rate annuities, are not designed for short-term investments and may be subject to restrictions, fees, and surrender charges as described in the annuity contract. Guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuer. Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to project the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to the Active Wealth Show with your host, Fort Stokes. Fort is a fiduciary and licensed financial advisor who places your needs first. He'll help you protect and grow your wealth. The Active Wealth Show has grown because activators like you want to activate their retirement planning with sound, tax-efficient investing. And now, your host, Fort Stokes.
Welcome to a special Active Wealth radio show today. Activators, I'm Fort Stokes, your chief financial advisor. I'm joined by Sam Davis, our esteemed executive producer. Say hi on this Memorial Day weekend, Sam.
Happy holidays, activators. Special Memorial Day weekend. And this one feels, frankly, a lot better than it did last year, a year ago. I'm excited to get out in the sun this weekend.
Absolutely. Amen and pass the turnips on that. Great job there, Sam. So I want to give you a quick history on Memorial Day. A lot of us don't know. It's not just about barbecues and being out on the lake or and fireworks. It's really about remembering the folks who've given their lives for our freedom. And Memorial Day previously was called Decoration Day. It's a federal holiday in the United States for honoring and mourning the military personnel who have died in the performance of their military duties while serving the United States Armed Forces. The holiday is observed on the last Monday of May. The holiday was formally observed on May 30th from 1868 to 1970. Many people visit cemeteries and memorials on Memorial Day to honor and mourn those who died while serving the U.S. military. Many volunteers place an American flag on graves of military personnel in national cemeteries. Memorial Day is also considered the unofficial start of summer in the United States, while Labor Day, the first Monday of September, marks the unofficial start of autumn. And I wanted to just say also, it was interesting, the history of Memorial Day in the United States is a little bit complex. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs recognizes that approximately 25 places claim to have originated the holiday. One of the top ones, though, was really interesting. At Columbus State University in Georgia, there is a Center for Memorial Day Research, which I thought was fantastic for our state. Savannah, Georgia gets credit for decorating graves at Laurel Grove Cemetery of Colonel Francis S. Bartow and his comrades who died in the Battle of Manassas. That's in July of 1862. Battle of Manassas was the first battle of Bull Run the year before. And then also in Columbus, Georgia, numerous scholars attribute the beginning of a Memorial Day practice in the South to a group of women of Columbus, Georgia. The women were Ladies Memorial Association of Columbus. They were represented by Mary Ann Williams, Mrs. Charles J. Williams, who as secretary wrote a letter to the press in March of 1866 asking their assistance in establishing an annual holiday to decorate the graves of soldiers throughout the South. The letter was then reprinted in several Southern states, and the plans were noted in newspapers in the North. The date of April 26 was chosen. The holiday was observed in Atlanta, Augusta, Macon, Columbus, and elsewhere in Georgia, as well as Montgomery, Alabama, Memphis, Tennessee, Louisville, Kentucky, New Orleans, Louisiana, Jackson, Mississippi, and across the South. So I thought that was really interesting just to share. I wanted to just say thank you to my father, who served as the chief navigational officer for the Coral Sea on an aircraft carrier, and he still wears his Coral Sea golf shirts and stuff, and it makes us all proud. We're super proud of you, Dad. Thanks. And my father's still alive. He's 82 years young. And Dad, I just want to say thank you for your service to our country and to protect us. We appreciate it. And then also to my uncle who served in Vietnam as a medic, my uncle John Ford, just again, thank you so much for your service for our country, John. And also to my brother-in-law, Chris, who flew the F-18 Growler for the U.S. Navy, which is a real big technological airplane out there. And also my brother-in-law's brother, Ted, thanks for serving and attending West Point and serving the U.S. Army as a helicopter pilot. And just all the people that served in my family, also my uncle Ogden, who served in the U.S. Army as well. And thank you guys so much for your service for our country. And thanks to everyone out there. If you serve in the military, or also if you are a spouse of someone who served in the military, thank you for your sacrifice. And thank you for keeping us free. We just really appreciate it. So we've got something special for you. We've got our new sounder for inflation demonstration. We're going to go ahead and quickly play that. And then we're going to play different excerpts from my book, Annuity 360, to help people understand how they can have a balanced portfolio and a smart financial plan that includes smart risk with tactical asset allocation, smart safe with doing a bond replacement strategy with fixed index annuities instead of having bonds and getting income with market-like gains without market risk. And then the last one would be smart tax, where you're investing a portion of your dollars into a Roth IRA or life insurance, because those are the only two truly tax-free investments out there.
It's time for an active wealth inflation demonstration.
Hi, this is Mark DiIorio, Chief Investment Officer. This is the Market Watch for the week of May 24th. I wanted to comment on why, for several reasons, the 1970s inflation concern is not the right analogy. In the 1970s, there were two waves of inflation, in 73 and 74, and the late 1970s. The economy was much more levered to oil back then. Today, as a percent of GDP, the U.S. uses 70% less oil, making the economy much less oil dependent. Capacity utilization was very high in the 1970s, and the economy would quickly run above capacity, which is a traditional condition of highly inflationary pressures. Today, this measure is well below those levels and has only neared those 1970s levels briefly three times since 1980. This is a reflection of three trends. One, globalization. Two, changing from an industrial to information economy. And three, technological advancements, all disinflationary trends. The 1970s had a wage price spiral. Nearly a quarter of labor was unionized workers in the 1970s versus today at about 10%. There was a demographic wave upsurge from the baby boomers in the 1970s, the blue line, that correlates very well to the upsurge in inflation, the red line. Today, there's no demographic wave upsurge pending. In brief, today is a different situation than the 1970s.
So what Mark's saying is, you know, we've got definitely manufacturing capacity. We're also a little bit more of an information-based economy now than we were just straight manufacturing-based economy. Also, I was, as a guy who lives in a right-to-work state, I was encouraged by the fact that only 10% of the workforce is unionized versus 25% in the 1970s, which is, you know, 50 years ago. And I'm encouraged that runaway inflation hopefully won't be like that forever. And specifically, the U.S. government is not going to keep upping interest rates on the 10-year treasury bonds or the 30-year treasury, because they don't want to have to pay more interest on their debt. So the cost of money, the cost of getting loans, I think will not be like it was in the 1970s when it was 14% to 18%+. And with that, I want to send it straight to the prologue of my new book, Annuity 360. And if you want to get a copy of my new book, Annuity 360, all you've got to do is visit annuity360.net and we'll send you a free ebook copy. If you want a physical copy of the book, just send me an email at ford@activewealth.com or visit activewealth.com. And there's a form there right there on the website in a slider that you can just connect and click, and we'll send a new free book right out to you. Happy Memorial Day, everybody.
Prologue. Why I wrote this book, Annuity 360. There are a lot of misconceptions around annuities. Most of them revolve around the sale of variable annuities from brokers where there's a lot of overpromising done, in my humble opinion. For example, a variable annuity is a security and therefore is an investment that inherently carries risk and comes with high fees. For variable annuities, 3 to 6% in fees could come out of the overall account value annually versus just a 0 to 1% annual fee with a fixed index annuity. My number one goal in writing this book is to educate American pre-retirees and retirees on the extreme value of investing in an accumulation-based annuity. In this book, you will learn how you can eliminate advisory fees that you pay on bonds that you may currently hold within your portfolio if you have a financial advisor. We will also discuss the metric power of a strategic bond replacement, the power of zero, and the current price-to-earnings ratio of bonds. If at any point during the reading of this book you have questions, don't hesitate to reach out to me, Ford Stokes, your chief financial advisor with Active Wealth Management at 770-685-1777 or by sending me an email at ford@activewealth.com. I am happy to address any questions or concerns you may have around your finances and portfolio. You can also visit our website at www.activewealth.com and click the Set an Appointment button in the upper right corner to schedule your free Successful Retirement consultation. If you want to follow Active Wealth Management and me on social media, you can find us on Twitter at Active Wealth M, on Instagram at Active Wealth, and on Facebook by visiting facebook.com/ActiveWealthM. A lot of people feel intimidated to get in touch with the author, but I promise you that I'm approachable and here to answer any questions you may have. I'm passionate about educating people on the best ways to invest and retire successfully. I have no problem taking your calls and emails, and I look forward to talking with you.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
So chapter one does kind of set the table why you should consider investing in a fixed index annuity for a lot of reasons. One is replacing the bonds in your portfolio because right now bonds aren't doing very well. You don't want to lose important market value with your bonds and have your portfolio be a melting ice cube, if you will, over time. One of those things is, how do you boil a frog 1 degree at a time? If you're losing, you know, 0.5% or 1% a month on your bonds, you may not notice it as much, but it does erode your market value. Whereas you could get between 5% and all the way up to, I've done illustrations showing all the way up to 10.53% with the SILAC Denali 14. That is something to consider, is to get market-like gains without market risk, but also eliminate any advisory fees, because there are no portfolio and advisory fees with a fixed index annuity. There can be income rider fees and things like that. We like to sell fixed index annuities to our clients and present them with products that do not have an income rider fee. There's also ways to invest in a fixed index annuity, even with your Roth IRA, where you can be smart tax and smart safe with your money. So let's go ahead and play chapter one, Sam, of my new book, Annuity 360. And you can get a free copy of my new book at annuity360.net.
Chapter one, why you should consider investing some of your hard-earned wealth into a fixed indexed annuity. Big idea: protect your hard-earned wealth with annual point-to-point protection periods that lock in your gains each year. A fixed indexed annuity can help you do the following with your wealth. Number one, protect your money from market loss. Fixed index annuities offered by highly rated annuity carriers did not lose a dime in account value in 2008 or 2009 during the worldwide recession caused by the mortgage loan crisis that resulted in the S&P 500 losing 50.1% of its value from March 1, 2008 to March 31, 2009. Number two, grow your money with market-like gains. Typical annual growth of 5 to 7%. Number 3, generate a lifetime income. Your retirement will likely last 30-plus years. It might be a good idea to place some of your assets into a fixed indexed annuity to set a safety net around a portion of the retirement income that you wish to generate. Number 4, eliminate market risk associated with bonds by replacing the fixed income bonds in your portfolio with a fixed indexed annuity. Number 5, eliminate the advisory fees you're currently paying to generate fixed income with bonds in your portfolio by replacing them with fixed index annuities. The annuity companies pay the advisor. You don't. This is called a bond replacement. If the above fixed index annuity benefits sound appealing to you, then I invite you to listen to the rest of this book and ultimately invest a portion of your hard-earned wealth into a fixed indexed annuity to build a successful retirement. For more important information on annuities beyond this book, I also invite you to visit our website, annuity360.net. Let's consider a $100,000 investment in the S&P 500 versus a $100,000 investment in a fixed index annuity with a 50% participation rate in the S&P 500 from 2000 to 2013. Here's a hint, folks. The annuity wins. From January 1, 2000 to December 31, 2012, the S&P 500 experienced negative 2.943% growth. Over those 13 total years, people who retired prior to 2000 experienced zero growth over 43% of their estimated 30-year retirement. Question, do you want to live your life during retirement without any growth over 43% of your retirement years? I didn't think so. Conversely, if you had invested into a fixed index annuity with a 50% participation rate in the S&P 500 in January 2000, you would have seen a growth of 65.53%. That's a significant total account growth difference of 68.473%. Do I have your attention now? The account value growth chart below shows the $100,000 invested into an S&P 500 SPDR in January of 2000 versus $100,000 invested into a fixed index annuity with a 50% participation rate in the S&P 500 also in January of 2000. The fixed indexed annuity achieved a total growth of 90.038% versus just 25.786% growth in the S&P SPDR by December 31st, 2013. This chart shows the power of one-year protection periods called annual point-to-point features. The gains from each year were locked in on each anniversary of the annuity policy effective date. When the S&P had negative years, the S&P SPDR 500, SPY, experienced losses. In those same years, the fixed index annuity experienced zero losses. This proves that you don't need double or triple digit gains if you don't experience losses. In this author's opinion, every sound portfolio with a smart financial plan includes fixed index annuity investments with tactically managed portfolios in hopes to minimize market risk, reduce advisory fees, and deliver a reasonable rate of return. The annuity can also deliver consistent income with or without the added feature of an income rider that also charges fees within the policy. I recommend avoiding income riders. I strongly recommend investing a portion of your hard-earned wealth into a fee-efficient, accumulation-based fixed index annuity with no more than 5% annual penalty-free withdrawals to allow your money to grow and to generate important income during retirement. Refer to your audiobook companion PDF that comes free with the purchase of this audiobook. See chart 1.1 for annuity account growth examples. Greenline, a $100,000 investment into a fixed index annuity showing the net growth of the annuity with a 50% participation rate with zero withdrawals from January 1, 2000 to December 31st, 2013. The resulting account value is $190,038 by the end of December 31st, 2013. Redline, $100,000 investment into the S&P 500 SPDR, ticker symbol SPY. This investment carried 100% market risk with 100% opportunity for market gains on the performance of the SPY from January 1, 2000 to December 31st, 2013. The resulting balance of the account is $125,786. Your human capital versus your wealth capital. Human capital is an intangible asset or quality not listed on a company's balance sheet. You can think of this as an economic value of your work. Your human capital will decrease over the course of your career. Your peak amount of human capital is at the start of your earning years, whether that be right out of college at 22 years old or at age 30 after completing your advanced degrees. This is the time where your productivity levels are high and you are contributing to your company's wealth. You have all of your earning years ahead of you. During this time, you have to protect your hard-earned wealth capital. This is not something you can recoup. You can't go back and relive your prime earning years or the years where your human capital was the highest. There are many barriers to going back to work at retirement age. Unfortunately, age bias is a real issue, especially in certain industries. Those who might have been an engineer during their younger years might be forced to take a retail job to make some extra cash because companies in their field won't invest in older employees. Many employers focus on what you can't do when you're older instead of thinking about the experience and the expertise you could bring to a project. You will most likely have to rely on your wealth capital during retirement. The idea of losing capital as you go farther in your career sounds a little scary, but you can rest easy knowing that this new form of capital will kick in as your human capital dwindles. As you earn and invest throughout your career, your wealth capital will grow exponentially. You'll need this wealth capital for your retirement, so it is important to choose investments that will protect and grow your wealth. Annuities, specifically fixed index annuities, can offer you market-like gains without the market risk. Your money never goes below zero. By investing in a fixed index annuity, you are taking money out of the Wall Street casino, and we think that that's a good thing. Annuity guarantees like guaranteed lifetime income and the guaranteed growth of your principal are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing annuity company. It's a good idea to buy annuities from highly rated annuity carriers that are rated by Standard & Poor's and AM Best. We consider a highly rated annuity carrier to be rated at least a triple B rating by S&P or with a B plus rating by AM Best. The impact of loss on your portfolio. Specifically, it can be devastating to your retirement. When we look at market volatility risks, the risk of loss and the potential impact on your retirement income is an important thing to understand. This chart shows the impact of losses on your retirement accounts. If we take a look at an example, let's say you have an account that is at risk. If you start with $100,000 and lose 20%, you lose $20,000 and you are left with $80,000. If you gain back the same 20%, are you back to even? As you can see in the graphic below, the answer is no. In order to get back to your original $100,000 investment, you would have to gain back 25%. If we add an additional 5% for RMDs, we would now have to gain back 33.3% to get back to even. Understanding this concept is one of the keys to a successful retirement income distribution plan because you no longer have time on your side. The last thing we want to do is run out of money when we are 90 or 100 years old. How much do you have to gain to make up for a market loss? See chart 1.2. After reviewing the above chart, I am reminded of Warren Buffett's two rules of investing. Number one, never lose money. Number two, never forget rule number one. When you invest in a fixed index annuity with a highly rated annuity carrier that has a high financial solvency ratio, then it is likely that you will be able to follow Warren Buffett's two rules of investing exactly. You will likely not lose any money with the amount you invest in a fixed index annuity offered by a highly rated annuity carrier with a high solvency ratio. A good financial solvency ratio is any solvency ratio over 104%. The solvency ratio expresses financial soundness and a company's ability to meet policy obligations as they come due. Assets divided by each $100 in liabilities results in a financial solvency ratio expressed in a dollar figure. Assets are bonds, stocks, cash, and short-term investments. Liabilities exclude separate accounts. The higher the amount, the stronger the company's position to cover unforeseen emergency cash requirements. Chapter 2, Why Annuity and Life Insurance Companies Are Competing for Baby Boomer Dollars. Big idea. Annuities counter one of a retiree's biggest fears, outliving their wealth. Annuities create lifetime income streams. There are 73.4 million baby boomers in the United States that are close to or are already in their retirement years. Baby boomers put between 9 and 10% of their pay towards their retirement. Only 55% of boomers have any money saved for their retirement. More than 4 in 10 boomers inaccurately believe that Medicare will cover long-term health care costs. Baby boomers hold $2.6 trillion in buying power. They've had more time to build their wealth in comparison to other generations because some might still be in the workforce and making more money. Baby boomers control 50% of the nation's wealth, outspend younger generations, and are more likely to spend their retirement savings on themselves rather than passing them down. Total U.S. retirement assets are about $28 trillion. More than half of those assets were either defined contribution plans or individual retirement accounts. Some other facts about baby boomers and their spending habits. 69% of baby boomers either expect to or are already working past age 65 or don't plan to retire. Only 26% of baby boomers have a backup plan for retirement if they are forced into retirement sooner than expected. Baby boomers make up 46.8% of pet spending. Baby boomers are expected to spend 3.4% more on health-related purchases than their parents did. Why are annuity companies targeting baby boomers? Boomers face many issues when planning for retirement. The three primary reasons are, number one, growing the money they have already saved. Number two, dealing with and preparing for unforeseen expenses, the largest of which are tied to healthcare and long-term care. Number three, optimizing their financial plans when their exact lifespan is unknown. Annuities exist to help boomers with the last issue. With an annuity, a retiree gives an insurance company a lump sum of money in exchange for an annual income that will last throughout their lifespan. Annuities have the potential to become useful tools in baby boomers' portfolios when planning their retirement. They offer protection from market volatility while also eliminating the risk of outliving one's retirement savings, which are not guaranteed by portfolios that lean heavily on stocks and bonds. The demand for retirement income amongst baby boomers already exists, and annuities are the only products that can provide a hedge for a long life, like longevity insurance. Reasons baby boomers should be interested in annuities. They are falling short of their retirement goals. Roughly 10,000 baby boomers retire every day, but a very small percentage of them believe they can retire and live comfortably throughout their golden years. Only 25% of baby boomers think they have enough money to retire comfortably. Many couples may be on the right track, but unforeseen circumstances such as health problems or staffing cuts might force them into retirement earlier than planned, leaving a much larger income gap. Baby boomers are looking for a reliable source of retirement income, and annuity companies are beginning to tap into this market because they recognize the need. Not all annuities are created equal. There are two main types of annuities, immediate and deferred. The right kind of annuity depends on your financial goals, your situations, and your needs. One thing that makes annuities so attractive is that there are so many options available. While it may seem overwhelming, a financial advisor can help you sort through all of your available options and make a smart choice for your money. Security for their income. Annuities can help build a secure retirement through different income strategies, while also alleviating any stress or fear they may have left over from the financial crisis of 2008 and the bear market. Annuities can play an important role in a plan, along with your Social Security, healthcare, and other factors. Annuities can address issues such as maximizing your Social Security benefits, which help create an income that you can never outlive. How annuity and life insurance companies have responded to baby boomer needs. Interest in hybrid products. Baby boomers don't want to pay a fortune for something that offers them only a part of what they need. With less income to be counted in their retirement years already, paying for individual products to meet each of their needs can be too expensive. Baby boomers are also concerned with outliving their money. They want to enjoy their retirement, but they also don't want to run out of funds. The industry responded to these fears by offering a variety of products with guaranteed lifetime income. These products include variable and indexed annuities with guaranteed living benefit riders and immediate or deferred annuities. Annuity companies have created many products to meet the needs of their consumers. This is a good thing, but it can make for a tough decision on the part of the investor. With so many options to sort through, some pre-retirees and retirees can't sort through all the information. Many are afraid to make the wrong decision, which leads them to make no decision at all. A large part of the planning process involves an advisor educating their clients on all of their options so they can make the right decision. Chapter 3, Famous People Who Invested a Significant Amount of Their Hard-Earned Wealth in Annuities. Big idea. Annuities are for everyone. Even if you're not worried about outliving your wealth, annuities are safer for your money than investing in stocks or bonds or simply not investing at all. Babe Ruth. Known as the Sultan of SWAT, Babe Ruth came into his glory days during the Roaring Twenties, and his manager was worried that he was blowing through all of his money without putting any of it away. From 1923 to 1929, the slugger contributed more than half of his salary annually, purchasing between $35,000 and $50,000 worth of annuities each year. The Great Depression hit the country hard in October of 1929. Babe Ruth was forced to retire from baseball in 1935 due to health reasons. He was unemployed during the worst time in history, but Babe Ruth had his income annuity. His famous quote still resonates today. He said, "I may take risks in life, but I will never risk my money. I use annuities, and I never have to worry about my money." Steve Young. Steve Young was signed out of Brigham Young University into a $40 million contract with the USFL. That was the headline, at least. In reality, Young was given an annuity that would pay out something like $40 million over the 50 years that followed. Given the fact that some players were not paid for playing in the final season or other seasons of the USFL, accepting the annuity appears to have been a genius move on the part of either Young or his agent. The annuity payments have lasted longer than the league, and it's safe to say that he's made more money than probably anyone else involved with the league. Even with a large signing bonus, he continued to wear old jeans and drive a 19-year-old Oldsmobile Dynamic. In addition to outlasting the league, that annuity even outlasted the Oldsmobile Car Company. Shaquille O'Neal. One player who's used annuities to his advantage is retired star Shaquille O'Neal. Over his 19-year career, he generated $292 million in total compensation. In retirement, he is projected to make as much as $1 billion from endorsements even after his career is long over. Thanks to a wise agent who made him put $1 million annually into annuities from his rookie year onward, Shaq lives off the income the annuity generates with his endorsement legacy for his children. Allen Iverson. NBA player Allen Iverson earned $200 million during his career, $155 million in salary, and $40 to $50 million in endorsement deals. Iverson ended up going bankrupt because of his overly lavish lifestyle. In a December 2012 court filing, Iverson told the court that his monthly income was $62,500, but his expenses were $360,000. Luckily for Iverson, Reebok saved him from becoming destitute by paying him an annuity worth $2.3 million. In 2001, Iverson made a very smart decision that would ultimately save him. He signed a unique endorsement deal with Reebok. Not only will Reebok pay Iverson $800,000 a year for life, they set aside a $32 million trust fund that he can begin accessing when he turns 55 years old in 2030. Another way that Iverson will be able to protect himself against future bankruptcy is his access to the NBA pension. He is eligible for another $8,000 a month. The lump sum of this pension is between $1.5 and $1.8 million. Most pensions are set up with single premium immediate annuities. Benjamin Franklin. When Benjamin Franklin died, he requested that the 2,000 sterling he earned as the governor of Pennsylvania from 1785 to 1788 be divided equally between Boston and Pennsylvania. He wanted the money to be dispersed as a legacy. 200 years later, in the spring of 1990, the balance in the Philadelphia account was valued at approximately $2 million. And the balance in the Boston Trust was about $4.5 million. This was sometimes called Franklin's IRA. The money in the Boston Trust was invested using a new take on an old idea, the annuity. Using a tax-deferred index variety, the money was able to benefit from exposure to stock market growth without stock market loss. This allowed the trustees of the Franklin Institute in Boston to turn an estimated $4,400 into $4.5 million, even while it was paying out an income for 200 years. Beethoven. The social luminaries of Vienna wanted to keep Ludwig von Beethoven from leaving their country. And so in 1809, two princes and an archduke guaranteed the musician a generous annuity. All he had to do was stay in Vienna and compose and perform his music. His benefactors have supposedly been quoted as saying something along the lines of, "Only a man free of worries can create with such genius." Interestingly enough, Vienna also saw its time of economic downturn, and one of the annuity's guarantors tried to stop paying Beethoven, claiming financial hardship. Beethoven sued, won, and continued to receive his annuity payments. Perhaps this is what inspired the literary genius of Jane Austen, whose character Fanny observes in Sense and Sensibility. People always live forever when there is an annuity to be paid. An annuity is serious business. It comes over and over every year, and there is no getting rid of it. Chapter 4, Financial Reserve Requirements. Big idea. Annuities are required to reserve 100% of your investment. Banks are only required to reserve 3 to 10%. Having a 100% reserve on your money will help you sleep more soundly at night, knowing that your money is protected. Did you know that the federal and state financial reserve requirement for annuity products is 100%? Did you also know that the FDIC banking regulation requirements are just 3 to 10% of deposits? I prefer investing in financial products that have a 100% financial reserve myself. Quite literally, the requirement for annuity companies to reserve money on the policy premiums paid are at least 10x the banking deposit reserve required by the FDIC. In the 6 years after the stock market crash in 1929, 60% of all U.S. banks closed their doors and only 40% of those banks ever reopened. 100% of reserve life insurance and annuity companies didn't fail or close. That is a remarkable historical fact. That's a wow. Also, in every U.S. state, there is some form of annuity guarantee association where the licensed annuity companies operating within the state will cover the payout of annuity policies as a collective for any failed annuity company within the state. State annuity guarantee associations prohibit advertising them. Here's how annuity guarantee associations work. Guarantee associations are funded by assessments levied against member insurance companies that help pay claims when a member company fails. The funds are combined with the failed company's assets to pay claims up to statutory limits. However, the coverage may not be necessary because often when an insurance company becomes insolvent, the company's contracts are purchased by other insurance companies. So customers still have the same insurance and annuity contracts worth the same amount of money, only from different companies. To ensure you receive all of your annuity benefits, it's a good idea to investigate the ratings of the issuing insurance company before making an annuity purchase. If you plan on purchasing annuities worth more than your state guarantee association limits, you may want to purchase multiple annuities from different companies without exceeding the guarantee limits on a single annuity. Most annuity state guarantee association limits per annuity policy are equal to the $250,000 per bank account or bank CD or money market account that the FDIC insurance coverage delivers to the account holder. I see the Annuity Guarantee Associations as a great extra stopgap insurance for my clients' annuity policies. Chapter 5. Types of Annuities. Big Idea. There are several options for you to consider when choosing an annuity. Be confident in knowing that there is an annuity out there that can meet all of your needs. Fixed Annuity. A fixed annuity offers a specific guaranteed interest rate on their contributions to the account. Fixed annuities are often used in retirement planning. Fixed Indexed Annuity, FIA. A fixed index annuity is an accumulation-based product offered by an insurance company. A fixed index annuity has features of both a fixed annuity and a variable annuity. The growth of your fixed index annuity is dependent on the performance of a chosen stock market index, but your money is not actually invested in this index. This offers you great growth potential and exceptional protection for your investment. We will talk in depth about fixed index annuities in a separate chapter. Immediate annuity. This is sometimes called a single premium immediate annuity or a SPIA, S-P-I-A. An immediate annuity is able to pay the policy owner a guaranteed income starting almost right away. Some SPIAs allow you to defer payments for up to 1 year. You can purchase an immediate annuity with a lump sum and you are assured a consistent annual payment of an agreed upon amount. Variable annuity. Here's the definition, but please don't invest in a variable annuity. Disclaimer, I strongly recommend that you do not invest in a variable annuity. I feel compelled to describe what a variable annuity is for you as the reader of this book. This type of annuity includes an investment feature managed by mutual fund managers because the funds are exposed to the stock market. They are exposed to higher risk, which means they carry the potential for substantial losses. How does it work? A variable annuity is a mutual fund wrapped inside an annuity product. There are two elements that contribute to the value of a variable annuity: the principal, which is the amount of money you put into your annuity, and the returns that your annuity's underlying investments deliver over time. You can get variable annuities in two forms: deferred or immediate. Deferred variable annuities are the most popular type of variable annuities and are most often used for retirement planning purposes because they are designed to start paying out an income at some point in the future. Immediate variable annuities begin paying you right away. Other things to know. Some advisors would say variable annuities are great products for young, high-income earners. These types of investors have a much longer time horizon when it comes to recovering losses from stock market volatility. Variable annuities are tied to specific investments, which is a double-edged sword for most investors. There is the possibility of impressive growth, also a very real danger of major losses, including your principal. The bottom line here is, if you are currently investing in a variable annuity, your funds could be in serious trouble if the market experiences any downturns. Two basic configurations, immediate versus deferred. The option you select will depend on your financial goals. If you want to begin receiving annuity payments right away, you will choose an immediate annuity. Alternately, if you would like to set your payments to begin at some point in the future, you will purchase a deferred annuity and specify the start date in your contract. Income now, immediate annuity features. Number one, funded with a single lump sum payment. Number two, guaranteed monthly payouts. Number three, supplement your retirement savings. Income later, deferred annuity features. Number one, tax-deferred premium growth. Number two, guaranteed lifetime income that begins on the date you specify. Number three, more income later because your money accumulates longer. Phases of your annuity. Accumulation phase. The deferred growth phase, you defer withdrawals and the principal invested grows without asset subtraction. This refers to the period when an individual is working, planning, and building up the value of their annuity through savings. It is a specific period when the annuity investor is in the early stages of building up the cash value of their annuity. The accumulation phase begins when a person starts saving money for their retirement and ends when they begin taking distributions. For many people, this period begins when they start working and it ends with their retirement. The sooner you can begin your accumulation phase, the better. The long-term financial difference between starting to save in your 20s versus starting to save in your 30s is substantial. Not only will you have more of a financial cushion in your retirement, but you will also have access to advantages such as compounding interest and protection from business cycles. Remember, the more you invest during the accumulation phase, the more you'll receive in the distribution phase. Annuitization phase, the payout phase. This happens when you turn on income with your annuity and begin monthly income payouts or penalty-free withdrawals. This refers to the period when the annuitant starts to receive payments from their annuity. After annuities move into the annuitization phase, they will provide periodic payments to the annuitant. The more money you invested in your annuity during the accumulation phase, the more that is available to you in the annuitization phase. There are four options when it comes to receiving your payouts during the annuitization: life option, period certain, systematic withdrawal, or lump sum payment. Life option. This option typically provides the highest payout because the monthly payment is calculated based on the life of the annuitant. This option will provide an income stream for life, which helps retirees with their fear of outliving their wealth. There's also a joint life payment option that lets you continue the payments to your spouse upon your death. This means that your monthly payment will be lower because it is based on the life expectancy of both spouses. Period certain. This option means that the value of your annuity is paid out over a time period that you choose, such as 10, 15, or 20 years. If you choose a 15-year payout period but pass away within the first 10 years, your contract is guaranteed to pay your beneficiary for the remaining years. Systematic withdrawal. This method involves withdrawing funds from an annuity account in specified amounts for a specified payment frequency. The annuitant is not guaranteed lifelong payments with option. Instead, the annuitant chooses to withdraw funds from the account until it is empty. The risk here is that funds could become depleted before the annuitant passes away. Lump sum. This option is a one-time payment for the value of the asset. The value of your lump sum payment would most likely be less than the sum of payments you would receive if you choose another payout option. This is because the party in charge of the payout is being asked to provide more funds upfront than they would have otherwise been responsible for.
So I wrote Annuity 360 during the COVID-19 pandemic. One, I wanted to be productive during COVID when we're sitting there in quarantine at my house with my family. And the next reason was I wanted to better educate everybody on what an annuity really was, but specifically how to get a fee-efficient annuity to take the fees out of it. You really don't need an income-based annuity. That's usually what people sell, what advisors sell the most, is annuities that carry income rider fees that are between 1% and 1.5% a year that erode the market value of your annuity. And we want to do better than that. We're so glad you're with us here on the Active Wealth Show. And thank you so much for listen to us while we're playing my new audiobook for my new book, Annuity 360. And we hope you enjoy it. And we hope everybody has a fun and happy and safe Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks for listening to The Active Wealth Show. You deserve to work with a private wealth management firm that will strategically work to protect your hard-earned assets. To schedule your free consultation, call your chief financial advisor, Ford Stokes, at 770-685-1777 or visit activewealth.com. Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and Active Wealth Management are independent of each other. Insurance products and services are not offered through BCM, but are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents. Investments involve risk, and unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Past performance cannot be used as an indicator to determine future results.
Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for three small business insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by three.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have three. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. Three is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. Three. No nonsense, just common sense.